To start with, you can sit comfortably. You don't have to feel self-conscious, as though you're about to do something special or weird. Just be at ease. It helps if your back can be straight without being strained or overarched. You can close your eyes or not, however you feel comfortable. And notice where the feeling of the breath is most predominant, at the nostrils, at the chest, or at the abdomen. Rest your attention lightly in just that area. See if you can feel just one breath, from the beginning, through the middle, to the end. Notice how you can be naturally aware of the feeling of the breath. Sometimes we try so hard, much too hard. We don't have to try to control the actual breath, but awareness of our experience will flow as we pay attention. We can trust that. That's a refuge, a safety for us. Let your attention settle on the feeling of the breath. You can notice that the breath is coming and going according to its own rhythm. Connecting you to the world around you. You can receive it. Let it go. It's happening without your needing to be in control of it. You can settle back and allow it. This might be hard for you if you have a habit of controlling or managing in your life. That's okay too. As best you can, practice allowing the breath to just breathe itself and notice how it feels. If you're with the breath at the nostrils, it may be tingling, vibration, warmth, coolness. If at the abdomen, it may be movement, pressure, stretching, release. You don't have to name these sensations, but feel them. And remember, our attention is going to just one breath. If images or sounds, emotions, sensations arise, but they're not strong enough to actually take you away from the feeling of the breath, just let them flow on by. It's like seeing a friend in a crowd. You don't have to shove everyone else aside or make them go away. But your enthusiasm, your interest, is going toward your friend. Oh, there's my friend. There's the breath. Now expand your awareness from the breath to sensations arising within the body. Feel the space within which you're sitting. Feel the ground underneath you, supporting you. Notice yourself in the space. You don't need to reach out for it. You can trust that. Relax. Notice how the earth is supporting you. Bring your attention to the most predominant sensation you feel in your body. which could include sensations related to your baby if you're pregnant. Tending to the world of sensations is one of the best places for us to be able to see the difference between what is actually arising and what we may be adding onto it. You don't have to name these sensations, but feel them. Can you feel the direct sensations you're actually experiencing? Notice pressure, vibration, warmth, coolness. Watch to see if the sensations change. Notice that moving into the world of direct sensations brings us to the world of seeing constant change. Notice how everything is constantly arising and passing away. If unpleasant sensations arise, practice being with them just in the present moment. Notice how the mind may quickly project it into the future. How much longer do I have to stand this? I can't handle it. What if it lasts forever? Are we with the sensation just in the present moment? Or are we adding an interpretation, a judgment, a self-image? I'm failing, I'm bad, I'm weak, I'm wrong. Is the whole rest of the body tightening up as though to reject it, thereby adding stress and tension to unpleasant sensation? With pleasant sensation as well, can we be with it and enjoy it just in this moment? Or are we anxious about the possibility it may leave? We may lose it. Are we comparing it to our idea of what actually should be happening right now? Our expectation? And if it's a neutral sensation, are we sort of oblivious to it, disconnected from it, half asleep, because it's not strikingly pleasant or unpleasant? If you notice any of these reactions, judging, interpreting, projecting into the future, comparing, as best you can, gently let go and return your attention to the actual sensation in this moment. Whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, see if you can notice the distinct sensations. If it's painful, maybe it's actually moments of twisting, moments of burning, moments of pressure. None of these may feel good, but if we're watching burning, twisting, pressure, rather than seeing these as solid, unchanging, we're realizing that they're constantly changing. When we see change, it's as though we're seeing life itself. Discomfort becomes an alive system. So too with a pleasant sensation or a neutral sensation. If our attention is relaxed and open, we can see the component parts moving, coming, going. We realize that no sensation is permanent. They're shifting and changing moment by moment. If there's another sensation in your body that's drawing your attention away from your breath, including sensations of the baby if you're pregnant, go there and observe it in the same way. You feel it distinctly in this moment, and see it for what it actually is. Perhaps as you observe the sensation, it grows stronger. Maybe it grows weaker. Maybe it seems to stay just the same. Maybe it breaks up into little pieces. But with the keenness of attention, you can observe it in process. Know too that if the sensation is particularly intense, it is always possible to move your body. Bringing awareness to the acts of moving your body as you find a greater place of ease or comfort. This practice gives us an ability to find freedom, whatever is arising and passing away. We can connect to it. We can be aware of it. We can learn from it. Because we're not fighting against it or being lost in it. Now allow the focus on the body to fade into the background of your awareness and bring attention to hearing. Notice that even as you like certain sounds and don't like others, you don't have to chase after them, to hold on or push away, fretfully trying to seize control over that which we will never have control over. Some beautiful, wonderful sounds arise. Others are quite unpleasant or jangly. Practice simply being present as hearing arises. Notice the sound for what it is. You don't have to elaborate. Oh, that's a bus. I wonder what the bus route is. Maybe they should change the bus route so it's more convenient for me. See if you can simply hear. Hear the sounds that arise and pass away as though they're washing through you. There's nothing you need to do about them. You don't need to respond. You needn't try to stop them. You don't even have to understand them. Whether it's the sound of my voice or other sounds, some near, some far, some welcome, some not so welcome, it's simply sound arising and passing away. You can notice changes in intensity, in volume. As the sound washes through you, without interference, without judgment. You don't have to send your ears out to listen. Relax deep inside. Create a vast sense of space in which the sound is arising and falling, arising and falling. If you find yourself getting tense in reaction to a sound, take a deep breath. Let go as best you can. If you find yourself craving more of a sound, here too you can simply relax. Because the sound will arise and pass away, without regard to our efforts to hold on to it or push it away, simply notice that sound arises. We have a certain response to it, and there's a little space in between those two. And stay open for the appearance of the next sound. In the same way that we brought awareness to the process of hearing, we can bring our awareness to emotions. When you're ready, notice if you're feeling an emotion. It might be a pleasant emotion or a painful one. See where you feel it in your body. What does it feel like? How is it changing? Can you experience it fully in the present moment without leaning forward into the future? What will it feel like in 5 minutes, in 10? If you see those kinds of reactions in your mind, settle back. Come back into your body. Feel the different sensations being born of that emotion in this moment. Can you quietly name the emotion without judgment? Anger, joy, sadness. Notice that neither the joyful state nor the angry state is permanent, unchanging. They're always changing. What am I feeling right now? What does it feel like? What's its nature? And then when a thought arises that's strong enough to take your attention away from the breath, simply notice it as thinking. It's not the breath, and you can recognize it in just that way. It doesn't matter if it's the most beautiful thought in the world or the most terrible thought in the world, the one you would never disclose to anybody else. It's simply a thought. We cannot control what will arise in our minds. The range of thoughts is not our fault, and it's not a terrible problem, because we have the power and the ability to relate to our thoughts in different ways. You don't have to judge yourself. You don't have to get lost in a thought or elaborate it. You recognize it's simply a thought. As best you can, very gently let go and bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. Some of our thoughts may be tender, caring. Some may be very painful, hurtful, but they're all thoughts. Thoughts are like clouds moving through the sky. Some are very light and fluffy looking, very inviting. Some are quite ominous and threatening, but we can just let them float on. See them, recognize them, let them go. Bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. Our habitual tendency is to grab onto a thought, build an entire world around it. Or push it away, struggle against it. Here we stay even, balanced, calm. We simply recognize it's a thought. It's not who I really am. By its very nature, a thought, however intense it is not permanent. It's visiting. It's arising due to habit. Very gently let it go. Bring your attention back. One breath at a time. As we end, again feel the space within which you're sitting. Feel the ground underneath you supporting you. Notice how your body rests in the space. Notice how the earth is supporting you. We can feel these things, and we can trust them.